You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The weather for Hunterdon County. Today it is mostly sunny with a high near 85. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 58. Thursday sunny with a high near 83. And then Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 59. Friday will be sunny with a high near 84. And it also looks as if we're going to have a very nice weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday in the mid-80s. Sunday, a slight chance of thunderstorms after 3 p.m. It is currently 79 degrees, and the time is 12:06.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And I am a licensed professional counselor. And I am bringing you information concerning mental health and good mental health. That is actually the purpose of my program. And today I'm going to be talking about needs. You know, we don't like the idea of being needy, and we know some people who are needy, who are very needy, or a little needy, but we tend to live in a society that oftentimes looks down on being needy. And the reality is we all have needs. It's natural. It's part of being alive in general. Trees have needs. They need the sun. They need water. They need the earth to grow in. Any plant needs that. Animals, they need water. They need food. They need shelter. They need connection. And human beings are not any different. We also have needs. And to ignore our needs is generally not healthy. And to know the difference between what we want and what we need is also a very important thing. And one of the things that I do plan on talking about a little bit today is limits and boundaries and how that may apply to needs. And I know for those of you that listen, I talk about limits and boundaries quite a bit. But needs are really important. I'm going to say two really two basic kinds of needs. There's deficiency needs and there's growth needs. Deficiency needs means that those needs are not, if they're not met, I decline. And then growth needs means that these needs help me grow physically, emotionally, socially. So needs are something that it's important that we recognize. One of the, and I'm going to talk a lot about him. His name is Abraham Maslow. And some of you are fully aware of Abraham Maslow and Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And he did a lot of research studying human motivation and how needs play a factor in that. Biological needs, achievement needs, deficiency needs, growth needs, energizers, things that sustain us. So I think it's important to talk about these needs, and I'm going to say give you an opportunity for those of you that are listening to recognize that it's okay to have needs. Now, one thing that I will say about needs and being needy, it's very important to recognize what they are. And the way Abraham Maslow has it structured, again, it looks like a pyramid. The principle is when you meet the needs at the base of the pyramid, you can work up to the next level and the next level and the next level. If you are missing something in those needs, chances are you're not going to go up the level to reach the pinnacle of the pyramid. With that being said, there's a huge difference between being needy because you want others to take care of you versus recognizing that you have needs and looking for ways that you yourself can meet your needs. So, deficiency needs. These needs must be met, or else chances are we can't move up the ladder, up the pyramid. So what are these deficiency needs? They're actually pretty basic. They're physiological needs. Food, air, water, shelter. Extremely basic. And one of the things that I will say to any of my clients is the most important need that we have, the most important need to sustain life, is breath. Which is why quite often with clients I practice teaching them how to do some deep breathing. You may notice in your life right now when you're breathing tends to be awfully shallow. You're breathing in the upper part of your chest. As you breathe in, your shoulders might go up and down. That's not deep breathing. And as a matter of fact, when we're born and we start breathing, which is one of the first things that needs to happen for us to live, we breathe from our bellies. Our lungs go way down into our back, mid-back to lower back. Our lungs are circled by our rib cage. So it's not just a little bit of breathing that we do at the top, it's deep breathing, all the way down. And when we begin to recognize that we're breathing in a shallow motion and start practicing breathing deeper, we actually begin to relax a little bit because we're taking in more oxygen and exhaling all of the toxins that can build up in our system through the exhale. So it's very important. As I say to my clients, how long do you think you can live without breathing? 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes if you're an underwater deep sea diver maybe? Not very long. Taking in beverages, we can live 3 days maybe. So water's the next most important thing. Food is the third most important thing. And shelter is extremely important. We can die from being out in the elements. So those needs must be met. If we don't meet those needs, it becomes a deficiency and we cannot grow. So I need to take a little commercial break, and I will be back to talk a little bit about needs and Maslow's hierarchy of needs and how to apply those to our life. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Versa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirol, your host for today's program, and I am talking about needs. And we all have needs. And generally, I'm talking about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which looks like a pyramid. And his theory basically says is that when we meet the needs at the bottom of the pyramid, we can move up to the next level and the next level. That some of the needs are based on deficiency needs. In other words, we cannot move forward if these are not met. And the other ones are also based on growth needs. So getting needs met, I can move forward. All of us have those basic needs that I had mentioned before break: hunger, thirst, need for food, bodily comfort. Well, another need that's extremely important is feeling safe and secure. We have safety needs. And when those needs are not met, we oftentimes can end up with anxiety disorders or depression or post-traumatic stress disorder. So meeting that need is really important, because if I don't know that I am safe, I'm not going to trust very much either, which is going to prevent me from moving forward. The reality is we do need other people in our life. We are social creatures. That's why we live in family groups, towns, cities, countries. It's part of our makeup in general as human beings. So that moves us, actually, when I'm feeling safe, it really moves me to the next level, which is that sense of belonging and that need for love. Yes, we do need love. As we're children, when we're children, getting love is probably one of the most important things that we can get from our parents. Now, based on some cognitive behavioral therapies, Albert Ellis, who is the one who does cognitive rational emotional behavioral therapy. One of the things that he says is that by the time we're adults, that we don't need love. We would like to have love, but we don't need it. It's not something that we need to move forward in life. And that love becomes a choice. And I say this often to clients, is that yes, as adults, love is a choice. I say don't fall in love. Falling is an accident. We can choose to have people in our lives that we love and that love us back. If I am in a relationship where I am not receiving love, I get to make the choice to be in that relationship or leave it as an adult. However, as a child, I depend on my parents and I need their love and their support and their encouragement. I need that sense of belonging in my family so that I can move forward as an adult. But as an adult, I don't need it so much. And so there's a shift from need to want. I want to have someone in my life that I love and that loves me and that we create a bond. Hence, I have my husband. And those things are really important to us as human beings. It actually helps with personal growth. It can move us up the pyramid of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And so it's very important to have healthy relationships, which then leads me to that boundaries and limits aspect. Hopefully, we grew up in families where we are taught about our boundaries and our limits. And that doesn't always happen. So in that level where we have that need for safety, that need for belonging, that need for love, I also need to have a good sense of boundary and a good sense of limits. And so as I describe it, what does that look like? What does that mean, boundaries and limits? Well, a boundary is how close I'm going to let someone come to me. And a limit is how far I'm willing to go with that person. I like to use, and I'm sure you've heard this from me, the pizza. My limit, 2 slices. You're pushing me. Have three. You're crossing my boundary. You're pushing on my boundary. I know my limit. My limit might be 2. You're pushing on me to have 3. My boundary is flexible. My limit is flexible. I'll say, okay, you know what? All right. I'll do 3. I've just made it flexible. I have my 3rd piece of pizza. I am done. Come on. You could do a 4th piece. You know what? No, I can't. I'm done. I've reached my limit. Can you continue to push me? Come on. Have a 4th. Come on. See, I'm Italian family. Come on. Have a 4th. I need to set my boundary and say, you know what? No, absolutely not. I'm done. I've been flexible with my limit. I've allowed you to cross my boundary a little bit, but now I'm done. Boundaries are important. Limits are important. We have personal boundaries and personal limits. We all have a spatial boundary. So when someone is too close to you when you're talking, you may... I think we've all experienced this. You tend to back up. You're crossing my spatial boundary. Boundaries keep us healthy. I have my room. You have your room. I share a closet with my husband, but he's got his part of the closet. I have my part of the closet. I don't hang my clothes in his part. He doesn't hang his clothes in my part. We have boundaries. I have a property boundary. I don't go plant a vegetable garden in my neighbor's yard. and it's not okay for my neighbor to come and cut my grass without my permission. Our towns have boundaries. Our counties have boundaries. Our states have boundaries. Our countries have boundaries. These things are important. They are an important part of being human. As human beings, we have boundaries. Those boundaries keep us safe. Those boundaries give us information in terms of where we belong. And it actually meets some of our love needs. It's the way our human psyche works. Limits and boundaries. So it's important to know what your limits are. It's important to know what your boundaries are. One of the things that we use as human beings are our emotions. I feel angry. I feel frustrated. I feel annoyed. I feel unheard. I feel disrespected. I feel unimportant. Those are usually indications where boundaries are being crossed. Or that I'm not feeling heard. Even for myself, I may not respect my own limits. I feel exhausted. I feel worn out. I feel used up. I feel overwhelmed. So being in touch with feelings, those are the things that help us negotiate our boundaries and our limits. Those are the things that bring us back to our safety needs, our need for belonging, and our need for love. So these things are very important. They actually begin to move us up to the next level, which is the need for self-esteem. So I have my basic physiological needs, my safety needs, my need to belong, my needs for boundaries and limits. And then, like I said, it moves me to my self-esteem needs. And I say this also, self-esteem, not other esteem. Now, when we have children, part of our job as parents is to meet some of their basic needs. Food, shelter, clothing, safety, being part of the family, teaching them how to have good self-esteem. So, when I say to my child, "Wow, you did a really great job, I'm proud of you," that is other esteem. My child may think, "I did a lousy job, I feel like I failed." I'm telling them, no, I'm proud of you. It's other esteem. I can make you feel good. Teaching your child to have good self-esteem means that you ask your child, "How do you feel about what you accomplished? Let's look for the positive things in what you have done. You tell me what you see as positive. What did you enjoy over this activity? Where could you have done a little bit better?" So that we're asking our children to learn to self-evaluate. Not negatively, and sometimes looking at, I need to improve this area or that area can be a positive thing. Asking them, "How are you going to go about making those improvements for yourself?" Allow your children to come up with the answers. How do you feel about that test that you took? Well, I'm actually kind of glad. I mean, I got a B, but there's a couple of questions I really kind of messed up on. Okay, well, what do you think you could do in the future so that you get better grades? I'm really messed up on the field, soccer field. What is it you think you can do to get better? What are some of the things that you did that you thought were good? This is teaching self-esteem. Well, I have to take another little break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Voters are reacting to Donald Trump's campaign speech in South Carolina yesterday. Bill Edwards was among those in the crowd and was a bit surprised when Trump gave out the cell phone number of South Carolina Senator and fellow GOP candidate Lindsey Graham.
I didn't realize it was his cell phone when he gave it out. I thought it was his office phone number that he was giving out, and then later found out it was his cell phone. I said, yeah, that was kind of dicey, but at the same time, it brought the House down.
Trump took aim at several Republican politicians who are becoming increasingly concerned about his controversial comments. But some voters believe his loud tone and unapologetic approach is working so far. Jurors will be back in court today to start the penalty phase of the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting trial. Gunman James Holmes could now face the death penalty or life in prison without parole. Some airport workers at New York's busiest airports plan to strike tonight. A union representing more than 1,000 security guards, baggage handlers, and wheelchair attendants made the announcement after members unanimously voted to walk off the job. The move will affect JFK and LaGuardia airports. This is USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
You broke my Gwenno lioness sculpture.
When you aren't even covered for your not-so-fine art.
You broke my Mr. Banana lamp.
Or how you're probably covered for hitting this car. But maybe not covered for hitting this car. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. And I'm talking about needs and the fact that we as human beings have needs and that it's a good thing to recognize what our needs are and to learn actually how to get our needs met. And I've been focusing a little bit on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Some of you may know who that is, Abraham Maslow. He's a psychiatrist who created a theory, and he created a pyramid aspect, attempting to look at what motivates human beings to move forward in their lives based on biology, achievement, and power, to explain what energizes us, directs us, and sustains us as human beings. So he created it's called the hierarchy of human needs. And like I said, it's based on two things. Part of it is deficiency needs, that if I don't get those things, I'm going to slip backwards. And growth needs, that when I get things met, I can move forward in my life. And in the first half of the program, I talked about, those deficiency needs. So if those needs are not met, I really don't know how to move forward very well. And those needs are basic physiological needs: food, air, water, shelter, clothing, moving us to safety needs, shelter and protection, learning some of our own boundaries and limits, belonging needs and love needs. Again, being in family groups, community groups, the need for community, bringing along with that the ability to set good boundaries and limits, and building then good self-esteem. And that we all need good self-esteem to actually move up to the next level. And so when we look at, and you can Google Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you were to look at that pyramid. The next thing that's on there, is the need for, which moves us a little bit more closer to self-actualization, but it's his need for acceptance, self-acceptance, self-transcendency, growth, creativity, gaining that place in our lives where we begin to feel and be who we are. And this is really important. So what does that mean, actually? Self-actualization. Well, it means that I know who I am. I know who I am as a person. I'm not embarrassed over the fact that I have needs. Well, those of you that know me personally know that I'm not that tall. I have the need sometimes to reach things that are up high. Sometimes I can meet my own need by getting a step stool or a ladder. Sometimes that piece of equipment is not available, but I see there's someone nice and tall. So I have the ability to go ask to get my needs met. Can you reach that way up there for me, please? Those things are really important. Now, if I don't have self-esteem, I'm too embarrassed to go ask for help. Or I think I shouldn't have to ask for help. I should be able to do it. There's a big should word. Those things lead to either lower self-esteem, should, depression, anxiety, anger, self-loathing. You can see begins to slip backwards on that hierarchy. Without good self-esteem to reach self-actualization, I may have a hard time feeling competent. I may not achieve as much because I don't feel confident and competent because my self-esteem is really crushed. You see, it begins to create that deficiency. It begins to slide backwards. So the thing that's really important, again, is meeting those needs, working your way up that pyramid, feeling safe, sense of belonging, sense of good self-esteem. Those things will motivate me to that area of self-actualization, where I begin to recognize I have rights. Yes, rights. I have the right to get my needs met. Now, not to the point where I'm going to trample over someone else to get my needs met. It's not about that. And because I have the right to get my needs met, I have the right to ask for what I want and need, I have the right to ask to get my needs met, doesn't mean I'm going to always get them met. So I need to have a little creativity to learn how to do that, how to get my needs met. We all have needs. I think that's a really important thing to get across. We all have needs. Very important to recognize that we all do. When we ignore our needs, we actually slide backwards. And so the pyramid fluctuates. We can move up and down the pyramid depending upon sometimes what's going on in our lives. So, a little bit more about self-actualization. Even self-transcendency. My needs are so well met that I can actually start moving beyond and help meeting other people's needs who maybe are not capable. Because yes, we do have people in our society that really, really, really need help. Children, elderly, people that are working with some kind of handicap, be it physical or emotional or mental, financial handicap. So when my needs are met and I have realized who I am, and there's a difference between who I am and what I do. So let me clarify that too a little bit, because sometimes we get confused. What I do are the roles that I take on in my life. Mother, father, sister, brother, husband, wife, teacher, parent, worker, boss, volunteer person. These are all roles that I take on. These are things that I do. Who I am is what I bring to those roles. It's who I am fundamentally as a person. Kind, generous, loyal, honest, hardworking, fun-loving, humorous, creative. I can take those things into each one of those roles. That's who I am. Now, sometimes, because we're not perfect people, part of who I am may be needy at times. Part of who I am might be grouchy at times. I might be grouchy some days. Maybe because I'm tired, I'm not getting some of my basic needs met. I might be hungry. You know, for those of you that have children, young children, you go, oh, you know, my child is so grumpy right now. It's because they're tired or because they're hungry. Somehow we kind of think that as we grow up that those physiological things, being tired and hungry or cold or hot, don't affect us emotionally. But the reality is they do. And we could say, oh, I'm noticing a drop in my blood sugar. I'm really feeling cranky. I'm tired. I'm feeling cranky. I'm overwhelmed. Again, it goes back to those feelings. And it's really important to be in touch with those things so we can get our needs met. Again, not at the expense of someone else, but it's important to get them met. So I have to take another little commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking about some needs. Basically focusing on Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And interestingly enough, Maslow himself never actually put it into the pyramid shape. However, as people studied him, it began to become, I guess, sort of evident that it's important to do that. It's a great visual to put those hierarchies of needs in that pyramid position. So, you know, like I said, I was talking about some of the things at the bottom of the pyramid, basic physiological needs, water, air, food, survival needs, safety needs, personal security, financial security, health and well-being, safety against accidents, you know, just wear your seatbelt, job security, those types of things, they're part of safety. And then that lovingness, that loving and belonging, very important. Friendship and intimacy, family, being in community with other people. And then self-esteem. Feeling confident with yourself is part of what happens when we have good self-esteem. Knowing your limits and your boundaries, really important. And then ultimately it leads us to self-actualization. It's when you kind of reach that place in your life where you're recognizing what your full potential is and you begin to act on it. I recognize my possibilities and I can take action. And the ultimate goal is I am self-motivated. I don't need someone else to motivate me. There's that need that comes from that area of belonging. I don't need that. I can motivate myself. My self-esteem is strong enough to recognize my limits and my boundaries and to state them. It moves me to that place where I can be creative. and I am comfortable with my creativity. I can experiment with things in my life creatively. I don't have that voice in my head that's always criticizing myself. I've passed that. I've left that part behind. I've transcended it to the point where I have the ability for altruism and spirituality. See, it's moving me up that chain, so to speak. So I think it's important to look at yourself. And I'm going to say, like I said, these things are fluid. So I might be CEO of some important corporation. My financial needs are met. I've got a strong family. I have a good sense of self-esteem. I've got a lovely home. And I get hit. Maybe I lose my job. Maybe a storm comes and devastates my home. And I can revert back to some of those other areas in my life. Some kind of tragedy can happen. I can get sick. So my needs can shift. And it is fluid in that way. But it's important to recognize as a human being that you have needs. And know what they are. You might want to list them. You have a right to your needs. I hand out affirmations. And an affirmation is something that we say that makes true. I affirm. Affirmative. Okay? It doesn't necessarily mean it's a positive thing. It's just I'm affirming that. I'm saying, yes, this is true. Yes, affirmative. Affirmations. Negative affirmation generally indicates my self-esteem is low. I'm not good at anything I do. That was stupid. I can't believe I thought about that. All of those negative self-talk that we can have. Or we can have positive affirmations. I'm capable. I'm lovable. There's things that I do well. I can provide a good sense of self-esteem for myself by the way I think and talk and act and behave. I respect my limits and boundaries. See, these are all positive affirmations. Well, along with that, sometimes I hand out something that I call the Bill of Rights. And it's not just those three rights that we have in our Constitution. These are expanded rights. Personal rights. I have right for my own space and time needs. My own space and time needs. That means I need to know those limits and boundaries. When is it time for me to say enough? Time to go home. Party's been great. I'm tired. Time to go home. I need quiet time. We have people, and this is part of our temperament, and temperament is something we're born with. Part of our personality, things that we're born with, like some people, they have an extra sensitive tongue, therefore sweet or hot is something they can't tolerate, spicy foods, and so they stay away from those things because they can't tolerate it. Well, part of our temperament is like that. Some people like big parties and lots of people, and they're extroverts. And then we have other people whose temperament is introvert. So they like the quiet time. And they need that downtime. The difference is space and time needs. They're all different. So I need to know what my space and time needs are. And I have a right to them. I have a right to say yes. I have a right to say no. For whatever reason. I have a right to say no whenever I want to say no. I don't necessarily even need to give a reason to say no. I have a space need. I have a time need. I need some downtime. I need some quiet time. I need time to do my laundry. I need time to cook dinner. They're all things that we may not even recognize as needs, but they are on that hierarchy of needs. Therefore, it fluctuates. It fluctuates. If I'm tired, if I'm hungry, if I'm feeling like the children are pulling at me on every direction, gee, I need to give myself a time out. It's a time need. Rather than get to the place where I'm going to explode. Even with a spouse, I may say, you know what, I need some downtime. It's okay. So, I mean, this can branch out in all kinds of areas. If I'm married to someone who has a deficiency in that sense of safety and belonging and has some real issues around abandonment, and I need to have some of my own time needs, some of my own space needs, I may be pushing on the abandonment issues of my significant other. Creates a problem. So one of the things that's really important is recognizing what your needs are. And I'm going to say, sometimes we need therapy to be able to figure out what was it that I needed that I didn't get. I have a right to know what it was that I needed that I didn't get, which is currently affecting me as an adult. Excuse me. So that if abandonment is an issue from my childhood, I need to learn how to heal from that so I can move forward up that hierarchy of needs so that I can reach self-actualization. Because if I'm clingy and needy, then chances are I'm looking for everyone else to help me feel safe. I need to learn as an adult that I can keep myself safe. That my relationships are, again, not based in neediness, they're based in, I want to have you in my life. I like having people in my life. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice. Excuse me. I need a glass of water. But these are things that are important. So self-actualization actually helps with looking at yourself. Same thing with self-esteem. The word self is very important. Self-monitoring, self-awareness. Not selfishness. Never selfishness. And so I like to be pretty clear on that. So again, if anyone is interested, they can just Google Maslow. Abraham Maslow. And look at the pyramids, Maslow, Maslow, Hierarchy of Needs. And programs come to the end of our time for today, and it's time for me to sign off. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor. I've been in this field for over 30 years. I have a private practice in Flemington. It's 15 going on 16 years in private practice. If anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can please visit me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's altarole, two L's, counselor, O-R, .net or .com. I am always open to taking new clients. If you're dealing with issues of self-esteem, by all means, give me a call. If you're struggling with anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, eating disorder, addictions, addiction recovery, being an adult child of an alcoholic or an addict, couples counseling, do many things. And please give me a call. My number is 908-237-2899. Again, 908-237-2899. And again, visit me on the web, altarolecounselor.com or .net. And if you have any comments, please visit me on Facebook, Ruth Altamura-Roll, MANCCLPC, and make your comments. If you have any suggestions for a show topic, I'd love to hear. And Wishing you all a good day and a good week, and let's remove the stigma towards good mental health.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Members of Congress are lashing out at Planned Parenthood following the Tuesday release of a video showing a staff member negotiating prices for body parts. USA senior correspondent Jason Wirt spoke with a member of Congress.
Mississippi Republican Congressman Greg Harper expressed his anger to USA Headline News over the video showing a Planned Parenthood staffer negotiating prices for parts of babies. But Harper said it's going to likely take people who support